Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And we've been telling you our news this morning about some of the devastation, Hurricane Helene. But we want to find out some more about that. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is with us this morning. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
My goodness, I'm looking at the rain totals over a foot in many places and even up to 30 inches, right?
Yeah, especially on the western end of North Carolina. And I think, you know, we may have talked about this last week, but I kind of mentioned that we shouldn't be paying too much or not total attention to just things like landfall and eye location and category number for these storms, because what happened in Asheville, North Carolina is absolutely utter devastation. A city is underwater. There's at least 100 people dead. There are 1,000, at least 1,000 who are missing, maybe more, unaccounted for. I don't even have a count on the number of homes that have been destroyed, but whole neighborhoods are gone. And it wasn't even a tropical storm, technically,
right,
by the time it got there. Right?
Well, yeah.
And in fact, the center, what used to have been the eye of the storm, wasn't anywhere near it. Mm. That was out in Tennessee.
So what would the Asheville,
And Asheville is nowhere near a coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Hundreds of miles from a coastline. Certainly thousands of miles from the Gulf Coast.
Are they?
I don't have the actual, mileage. But the, there's not a beach town.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Again, these types of storms are not coastal-only problems. We need to not focus on where the eye location is and the plot point on the map, because it doesn't necessarily represent the width of the storm. And like I think I might have used the term with you last week, there's no such thing as Hurricane Justa or Tropical Storm Justa, just a tropical storm, right?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
was not even that. And by not even that, I mean it didn't have the wind speed or it didn't have the rotation, the spiral shape anymore, right? Mm. But it had a heck of a lot of rain, and it dumped it all in one place very quickly, and now an American city is underwater.
And it's, of course, a topography of different cities. They're all different, and sometimes they don't rain. The water doesn't drain as easily as others.
Their drainage system is just not equipped to handle this.
Yeah,
and why would it be? They've never dealt with this before. You know, we can tell people to prepare, to have their insurance paid up and to have water and food and have a place to go and all that stuff. But the point is, if your city's drainage system isn't equipped to handle 30 inches of rain in less than 24 hours or whatever it is. And by the way, most cities can't do that anyway. Even the coastal ones that have dealt with, even here in Florida, I'm going to tell you right now, if we got 30 inches of rain all at once, we're going to have really, really, really bad flooding.
Oh, sure.
And we've had that before. But, you know, so no storm system is really going to be able to do that. So why would it be that way in Asheville, North Carolina? Why they wouldn't even think to have something that could handle like that?
You have, we're hearing almost close to 100 confirmed deaths so far, and there basically could be a lot more than that, right?
Well, that's the fear. I mean, the last account I had of missing was still upwards of 1,000, probably more, and the water hasn't receded, so no one has had a chance to see what's under the water,
right?
Or who's under the water.
Right.
And that is a fear. There is a photograph that's going around the social media, and I assume this story is true, but it's a photograph of someone's relatives as they are standing on or sitting on their own roof with the water just up to the roof. And shortly after that photograph was taken, the roof caved in and those relatives went down and they're dead now.
Oh, my goodness.
This is being shared as a photograph that is honest and the description being honest. So I'm going to say it's a bit more than urban legend.
Okay.
But that's not an unfeasible or unfathomable situation.
Sure.
in these matters.
Very possible. Very possible. All right.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you. Appreciate it. Stay dry. It's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown reporting on Helene. Hurricane is blown out of the area, but like he said, you get a lot of rain in one spot. It doesn't have to be the eye of the storm or anything like that. As long as it's 30 inches of rain. Wow. 8:17, by the way. We'll be lucky if we get 3 or 4 inches in all of September.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.